Today is Friday, April 18th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Exercise Day. I need to get back into exercising. I really do. Just for health. But I got out of the habit of exercising. I'm still watching what I eat. I watch as things go into my mouth. But I'm not exercising. It's also Good Friday, for those of you who celebrate that. It is National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. National Poem in Your Pocket Day. National Columnist Day. National Lineman Appreciation Day. How many people out there tip or give gifts to their linemen? You really need to appreciate your linemen. You know, they're risking their lives to get electricity to your... Nobody knows they're a lineman. But anyway, if you know a lineman, appreciate them today. It's also, last but not least, it is National Animal Crackers Day. Animal crackers have to be the cardboardiest of cookies out there. It's like they took cardboard and they added sugar. They're just really not very good, I don't think. Babies love them. Maybe it's because it's just they're bland. It's just like flour and sugar basically is the flavor. But they're just so tasteless. Graham crackers are just like a step away from that. You really only want graham crackers when you're sick or, I don't know, like in something, like a graham cracker crust for a cheesecake or something like that. People don't just go around eating graham crackers. If you're a kid, you might eat graham crackers with milk. Or you're going to take a graham cracker and put some peanut butter on it. And I guess I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. So I'm just going to test my text my messages because... So just... For those of you who don't know, the number that you can text is 479-221-9393. And I'm just going to send myself a hi, Adam. And let's just see if that goes through. I misspelled it, but I just want to see if it goes through. Yes. I got a hi, Adam. Hi, Adam. So it is working. So if anyone wants to give me contact, you can do so. You can call 479-221-9393. You can also text if you don't want to talk on the phone. You don't want to hear your voice on a podcast. You can text me at that same number and let me know that something I've said is just completely the most ludicrous thing that you've ever heard in your life. Or agree with me. You can also agree with me. That would be fine. So yeah, what have I been doing? There's not much going on at the moment. We're in the planning phase of everything. So we're having our meetings where I have to go in front of my engineers and tell them, okay, here's what I prioritized for Q2, you know, et cetera. And the thing is, it's very nerve-wracking for me because I feel like engineers are all think that they're so smart and that they look at product managers and think how dumb we are. And so when I'm giving them this information, it makes me nervous. So that's been going on. And then after I present to my engineers and we all kind of come to an agreement about, okay, here are the things that we think we're going to work on in the second quarter. Then I have to present all that same information to the high ups. And we have like a VP that we all report up to. So first I have to meet with all these directors and senior directors and they pick it apart. You know, they pick them. It's your objectives and key results and they pick it apart. And, oh, this should be worded this way. And, oh, where's your KPI for that? Well, what is it? Do you have a baseline? Is this really what we need to be working on? They just pick it. Now, I will say this. The group that I'm in, so all of the product managers under my boss, we are all very organized and have slides and have all of our objectives and key results done on time. And we've all agreed on a format that we use. And she focuses a lot on KPIs and metrics. So we all have that. But I report into, I I kind of dotted line over to this area that doesn't really have a lot of product managers. So it's mostly engineering folks, and they are not in the know as far as product. So I get in that meeting and I give mine, and nobody asked me any questions at all. There's because mine are in, I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but mine are in perfect shape. I know exactly what format they need to be in. I know what questions they're going to ask beforehand. I have all that information in there. And for the most part, when we get to mine, and even when we go to the VP, when we get to mine, it's like, great, Adam, I understand. Good job. Do it. And we move on to the next one. So most times I don't get a lot of critiquing on mine, which is good because, as we all know, I don't handle critiquing very well. Because if someone complains about something or says that I've done anything wrong or could do something better, my brain goes to the absolute end of the, you know, spectrum. That, oh, they think I suck and they're going to fire me tomorrow and all of those things. So all of that happens. So anyway, I've been working and looking so forward to getting out of Arkansas for a week just to clear my mind and, you know, not have to think about work, etc. But been doing that. And at church, obviously, we have the new sanctuary now. So that's, we had our Easter, we had our rehearsal last night for Easter. And that went fine. It's, you know, we have a huge stage, but they've got the instrumentalist cramped over in the sides of the stage. And the choir and the singers are taking up most of the room on the stage. And so it's a little bit, it's actually more packed than it was in our former situation. The stage is bigger, but we are packed into a smaller area for some reason. But anyway, I went to a rehearsal, you know, no problem there. I decided that I wanted Wendy's for dinner. Mark was having leftovers because he's not eating meat Thursday or Friday. And so he wanted to, there were some leftovers that he needed to eat from our restaurant that we ate at on Sunday, because he actually eats leftovers and really tries to be environmentally friendly and not waste food and all that kind of stuff. And me, I'm an American. I grew up in South Arkansas in America. I don't eat leftovers. Even when I try to eat leftovers, like I actually will put leftovers in the refrigerator and think, okay, I'm going to eat these. They sit there for days and then weeks, and then I'll have stuff growing on top of these leftovers because I just suck at eating leftovers. One thing that I am trying to do now is think of ways to incorporate the leftovers in another dish. So not just reheat the same thing. Like, for instance, if I make roast beef, I was going to do this, but I ended up snacking on them instead. But if I make a roast beef, and we have roast beef, roasted potatoes, carrots, whatever, you know, a roast dinner, Yorkshire puddings, I don't know. But if we have that, there's generally going to be some roast left over because you can't, it's hard to find a small roast for two people. A chuck roast is usually minimum of like four people on most chuck roasts that you find. But anyway, regardless, you're always going to have some of that left over. And so an easy thing to do is to make tacos, I was thinking, because you can just shred the beef. You can mix in a little salsa or, you know, whatever. You can heat it up and then mix in some jalapeno and salsa or, you know, tomatoes. And if you want to do each item separately, cumin and all of that kind of stuff, a little cilantro, and you can chop up some onion and some lime and corn tortillas, and you can make nice carnitas tacos. So that's an example of something that you can do. If you have, I don't know, spaghetti sauce left over, you could use that to, I mean, spaghetti sauce, you pretty much need to do something Italian, but you could freeze it and then make a lasagna. Then I guess you could make a soup. You could add some vegetables and et cetera, and make a soup out of the leftovers. But I'm just trying to think of, what are some creative things I can do with leftovers so that I actually want to eat them? What I ended up doing with the roast beef is I had these little slider buns, and I ended up making myself little sandwiches every time I got hungry. So I ended up eating all of the pot roast anyway. But, you know, bottom line is Mark ate leftovers. And I had Wendy's. And I always regret it. I always want to get their spicy chicken sandwich. And when I'm getting a chicken sandwich, sometimes I do get a burger because I do like the burgers at Wendy's as well. But, and they had a new one that was like a crunchy, spicy chicken sandwich with these crunchy onion strips. And but it had jalapenos on it and like all this stuff, I think, a spicy sauce. And I always know I'm going to regret that. And it tasted so good. It was so good going down. I enjoyed it so much last night. I just had chips with it. But it was so good. And I knew what was going to happen today. And sure enough, this morning when I got up and I had to go to the bathroom, oh, it was like I was blowing out some flames. I needed a fireman to extinguish my butthole. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.